Here's another 3-2. And Springer drills this one deep to left field. It sends back Mazzara, and he will watch that one go. A leadoff home run for George Springer. And just like that, the Astros have a 1-0 lead. Springer with home run number 15 and his sixth leadoff home run of 2017.
What a start for the Astros. Springer has just been on a surge on this road trip.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Gregerson will step off. Gets the signs again from Gattis. Rain really starting to come down now. 1-2. Tapper, weakly hit right side. Gregerson, he'll field. Underhand to first in time. And that is the ball game. 10 wins in a row for the Houston Astros as they sweep this three-game series in Arlington. Win this afternoon by a final of 7-2.
Well, they just didn't sweep the Texas Rangers in this series. They put it on them. This was a very strong offensive output by this team. They took care of business, and they go into Kansas City riding a high.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros getting their 10th straight win yesterday, defeating the Texas Rangers. And you look at that series against the Rangers, swept a three-game set at Globe Life Park in Arlington, a place where the Astros have struggled to win the last couple of years. Of course, it's a new year this year, but still had to feel good to play well in that ballpark, something we hadn't seen much of the last few years.
It's really nice to watch our guys come in, and you know, we win game one. We have a close game in game two, and we're able to squeak out a one-run game. And then what I'm really proud of is how we came out in game three and just went right at them. George Springer hits a leadoff homer. You know, we pile on some runs and just continued to take control of the game. You know, finish the game in odd form in that rainstorm. But yeah. to complete the series, to get the third win against that team in that ballpark is a good feeling.
And you've talked about that a few times with this club and situations, because a lot of times, I mean, it's hard to sweep any team in the big leagues, and a lot of it is because once you win the first two games, three games of a series, it's hard to really bear down for that last game the way you might have for the first few. But it seems like this team's able to do that.
It is. It's hard to do that because of the talent level. You know, usually you're going to run into a hot pitcher. You're going to run into maybe your bench is playing against some of their bench, and teams are – it's just hard to beat teams that many in a row. But this team has a lot of resolve. You know, I'm very impressed with how we show up every day, no matter where we are, no matter who we're playing. The will to win is great, and we continue to show up. We don't really carry too much of anything forward. When we have lost a few games, we got swept by Cleveland a couple of weeks ago. You couldn't tell, and you also can't tell that we're putting a few wins together. So it's a fun club to be on every day.
And Brad Peacock, his first two starts, didn't make it out of the fifth inning, didn't throw more than 78 pitches in those first two, and had some good moments. But how big was it for him to cross both of those hurdles, pitch really well, giving up just the two runs over six innings?
Yeah, you expect him to start to build on and build up. There's only so long you can take the build up to being a starting pitcher. He now has to be in the middle of our rotation and be up and running and give us a good solid 85, 90, 95, 100 pitches. And now that we're into that after three starts, we feel like he's established that endurance and the strength comes with it and his stuff holds itself for the whole game. And it's nice to see. So we're going to need him to act now as a starting pitcher and just be himself. And that usually asks the guy to get 18 outs, maybe 21 outs and see what happens.
George Springer, you mentioned him earlier, a leadoff home run, hit two home runs in yesterday's game. His second multi-homer game on this road trip and named the American League's Player of the Week. Only hit 500 this past week. And, I mean, he's just been such a catalyst at the top of that order. Even when he's not swinging the bat, still finds ways to get on.
Yeah, it's his presence, you know. And I know it's we expect these kind of weeks out of him all the time, and we don't get it very often because of it's hard to be that dominant. But when he, you know, his presence in the lineup when he's not going well is very significant. He does draw walks when he's not going well. He does put some pressure on the opponent. He does take a massive swing, which usually makes the pitcher pitch pretty carefully. So then when he does have a week like last week, he can literally carry a team. And yes, he had help from Altuve, and Correa had a nice week, and in the guys around him, but for the most part, George sparked us from the very beginning. If we were going to drag it all on Sunday, about five pitches into that game, he'd hit a home run and was flying around the bases and the dugout erupted. So what he does for our team is really immeasurable.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
He's just getting better before our eyes this year, isn't he?
He certainly is.
You're seeing him do things that he's done in the past, but he's doing them more consistently this year.
This hot stretch he's been on, now a 9-game hit streak for George. Already 15 home runs this season.
Two balls, two strikes, 5-0 Astros. Here's the pitch to Springer. He swings and he hits one high left center field. Outfielders giving chase way back into left center. And Springer takes the tour again. His second long ball of the day. 6-0 Astros. George Springer remains glowing hot. At 16 home runs this year, 3 runs batted in today, give him 37.
Brownie, that's his third multi-homer game of the year, second on this road trip. He had a multi-homer game on Wednesday in Minnesota. Man, he is on fire.
Oh. Welcome back to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a 3-game series with the Kansas City Royals, and I've got the American League Player of the Week with me right here, George Springer. Congratulations, first of all. That's a nice honor.
Yeah, it is, you know, but I'm happy about the team, that we've been able to string along 10 in a row and our 15 out of our last 16, or whatever it is. It's awesome.
It is. The way you guys have started, could you imagine it? It seemed like the first month of the season, you guys' winning percentage was great, but it did seem like everything was clicking. You guys on this road trip in particular, it seems like everybody's just doing their thing.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think you ever go into a year expecting to be 41-16 through 58 games or 57 games or whatever it is, but the fact that we are is obviously big for us. You know, it's still early. It's only June, but to be playing at the way we are is special for us. And you know, we obviously got another 4 months to go. So, but it's fun.
I remember a quote in the paper the one time that Jose Altuve said that he says that he watches you and he tries to copy you because of the way you play every day. I mean, that's a huge compliment for a guy like Altuve in particular who has a lot of energy, but he draws a lot of inspiration from you.
Yeah, that's an honor. You know, obviously, I told him the other day that you know, I feel that this week how he feels for a whole year. You know, that guy, he does it every week, and it's an honor to have him on our team, you know, and you know, anyway, I guess, you know, I can help. I'm happy about it, but it's hard to beat that guy.
Yeah. With George, end of May 2014, you played one particular series here in Kansas City, and do you remember the game that I'm talking about? There's one particular game that was unbelievable. I thought, all right, man, this guy's got it. 4-for-4, you scored 5 runs. You remember that game pretty vividly?
I had a good first game here. Yeah, I remember that. I don't really know how to kind of explain it. You know, it was just one of those days where I think I was able to finally slow everything down and just play and kind of enjoy the atmosphere here. This is a fun place to play and you know, I don't know, but I'm happy. You know, I was able to go through the ups and the downs of that year, the ups and the downs of all far my years so far. That was like a crazy game. And hopefully, I can help us out again like that here tonight.
Kind of curious. I mean, obviously, you want to improve in every facet of the game, but if there's one in particular that you felt like you would really like to better yourself in, what would that be?
Driving guys in from second and third. You know, those are, I wouldn't say free RBIs, but if there's a guy on third base less than 2 outs, you know, he has to score, because those add up over time. You know, if he can hit a guy home from third 2-3 times a game, you know, that could be the biggest difference in a game. So, you know, I think that you know, I don't ever think I have anything figured out, but the most important thing to me is being a run producer. Yeah. You know, scoring runs and driving them in.
Do you love leading off?
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah, I don't. You know, obviously this is up to Skip, but I don't want to go anywhere. I love hitting first. You know, I'm hitting first for the best team in baseball. You know, I got the best job in the world. It's you know, like the horse is up behind me. You know, I don't really have to do anything different. I can just go up there and hit and have fun.
There you go. That's George Springer. Congratulations again. Keep it rolling.
Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.